This is the Bluegrass Hour on Country Radio Switzerland. Thanks for listening to our country radio.
We were happy, you and I, till the day you said goodbye, all because you had found a new sweetheart. And you left me all alone, with no one to call my own. So I'll use my tears to wash you from my heart. I'll wash your love from my heart with the tears from mine that I shed when I cry over you. And when you're out of my mind, then a new love I will find, for you've gone away and broke my heart in two. So bright when you used to love me right, and we made a vow that we would never part. But now you have turned me down, and you don't need me around, so I'll use my tears to wash you from my heart. I'll wash your love from my heart with the tears from mine that I shed when I cry over you. And when you're out of my mind, then a new love I will find, for you've gone away and broke my heart in two. You have changed your mind and you're leaving me behind. I will try to go on, dear, without you. You don't care about me now, but I'll get along somehow. I'll forget you and find somebody new. I'll wash your love from my heart with the tears from my eyes that I shed when I cry over you. And when you're out of my mind, then a new love I will find, for you've gone away and broke my heart in two.
Jim and Jesse McReynolds, I'll Wash Your Love From My Heart, the SBMA Bluegrass Show with Country Radio Switzerland, the place to be on your radio dials, folks. Ich bin der Kent Miller, vielen Dank fürs Zuhören. Willkommen zu einer Stunde Bluegrass. Heute haben wir ein Special über a Band, die heisst Jim and Jesse and the Virginia Boys. Die Sendung ist basiert auf einem Artikel von Beat Harry, unser Präsident, in der SBMA Newsletter. Das kommt viermal im Jahr auf Papier und das ist vom Dezember 2020. Rosi wird die Zusammenfassungen jeweils sprechen und dann haben wir Musik von Jim and Jesse.
Noch bevor sich Bluegrass-Musik, wie wir sie kennen, entwickelt hat und noch bevor der Begriff Bluegrass überhaupt prägt war, sind die Wet Acts, die alte Country-Musik gespielt haben, der grosse Renner gewesen. Die Brother Duets sind nach wie vor eine reiche Quelle von Material für das Bluegrass-Repertoire mit Themen wie Religion, Heimat und Familie. Es war die natürliche Entwicklung und keine Überraschung, dass in den Anfangszeiten Bluegrass-Bands oftmals mit Brüdern für Furore gesorgt haben. Delmore, Lily, Stanley, Osborne und Lumen Brothers zum Beispiel. Beeindruckend haben auch die Brüder Jim und Jesse McReynolds den Trend mitgeprägt.
Eines der beliebtesten Lieder von Jim und Jesse heißt She Left Me Standing on the Mountain.
She left me standing on the mountain. She left me standing with her. Where the honey visible woods and round the flowers there. That first she met is somewhere in that mountain there. She left me standing, thinking on the mountain. She left me standing with her. Talking to a bear, they were both alive, but about her giving me the air. She left me standing, leaning on the mountain. She left me standing with her. If once more she'd appear and tell me that she cared a little for this mountain here. She left me standing, leaning on the mountain. She left me standing with her. She left me standing with her.
The James Monroe McReynolds is 1927. Und der Jesse Lester McReynolds 1929 in den Bergen von Virginia geboren. Und sie sind aufgewachsen in einer Familie, die von traditioneller Bergmusik durchdrungen war. Der Jim und seine jüngeren Brüder, die haben schon ganz jung angefangen Musik zu machen. Und schon bald hat sich auskristallisiert, wie gut die beiden Brüder gesanglich in einer Seltenheit miteinander harmonieren. Nicht wenig Musikliebhaber sind der Meinung, dass nur Brüder mit der fast identischen Stimmmodulation gesanglich so gut harmonisieren können. Der Jesse hat Mandoline gespielt und Lied gesungen. Und der Jim spielt Gitarre und singt Harmonie. Nach Aufenthalt in North Carolina sind dann der Jim und der Jesse 1952 auf Louisville, Kentucky gezügelt. Und dort haben sie ihren ersten grossen Durchbruch geschafft.
Mit The Green Fields of Virginia von Jim and Jesse.
Mid the green fields of Virginia in the Vale of Shenandoah, there's an ivy-covered homestead that I love. With its white old-fashioned chimneys and its simple home like ours, is the home of my dear parents now above. There's a peaceful cottage there, a happy home so dear, my heart is longing for them day by day. Where I spent life's golden hours in the Vale of Shenandoah, made the green fields of Virginia far away. The green fields of Virginia stands an old mill by the stream. I once wandered to that spot to sing and play. And how often I have thrown a stone into the babbling brook. I would dream someday it'll carry me away. There's a peaceful cottage there, a happy home so dear. My heart is longing for them day by day. I spent life's golden hours in the Vale of Shenandoah, mid the green fields of Virginia far away. Peaceful cottage there, a happy home so dear, my heart is longing for them day by day. For I spent life's golden hours in the Vale of Shenandoah, bent the green fields of Virginia far away.
The Jesse entwickelt auf der Mandoline seinen eigenen McReynolds-Stil. Da hat es noch keine Musiklehrbücher gegeben. Und er hat gesagt, in seinen eigenen Worten, die Leute haben gedacht, dass ich von Bill Monroe beeinflusst worden bin. Aber in Wirklichkeit hat der Earl Scruggs einen viel grösseren Einfluss auf meinen Stil gehabt. Ich habe versucht, meine Mandoline ähnlich wie der Earl sein Banjo zu spielen. Mit der Rolle. Vom ersten Mal an, als ich den Earl in der Grand Ole Opry gehört habe ich sein Spiel geliebt. Aber natürlich wollte ich meinen eigenen Stil auf meinem Instrument etablieren.
Jetzt hören wir ein Lied, das heisst Hard Hearted, und da singt Jim mit seinem High Tenor Lied.
Noch einmal ist ihre erfolgreich gestartete Karriere unterbrochen worden. Der Jesse hat ins Militär und ist in Korea stationiert. Nach seiner Rückkehr ins Zivilleben sind sie wieder voll durchgestartet. Für Country Charts hat es aber allerdings noch nicht gelangt. Was aber für Bluegrass-Musiker sowieso fast unmöglich war. Für ihre Plattenfirma Capitol haben sie erstklassige Aufnahmen wie Airmail Special und Are You Missing Me rausgegeben. Und die zwei Songs, die hören wir jetzt.
Left New York this morning early, stack of mails so wide and high, sailing through the wide blue yonder, it's that airmail special on the fly. Listen to the motors humming, see her streaking through the sky, like a bird is flying homeward, it's that airmail special on the fly. Over plains and high-top mountains, over rivers deep and wide, like a mighty galleon for you, it's that airmail special on the fly. Thank you. that airmail special on the fly. Watch your circle for a landing, hear a motor's off inside. Now she's coming down the runway, get that airmail special on the fly. The day that I kissed you and told you goodbye, your lips told me that you would wait. But your lips deceived me and told me a lie, while your heart was sealing my fate. Are you all alone with a memory? Now that I am gone, darling, are you missing me? Out of the clear sky a letter then came, and just like a bolt from the blue, my castles came tumbling as I read it o'er. I still can't believe that is true. Are you all alone with a memory? Now that I am gone, darling, are you missing me? It said that in spite of the vows you had made, the glitter of gold turned your head. And while I was trying employment to find, you married another instead. Are you all alone with the memory? Now that I am gone, darling, missing me.
Unbeirrt sind der Jim und Jesse ihren Weg weitergegangen. Sie sind immer bekannter geworden und eine von der gefragtesten Bands für Festivals und Radioshows. Ihre Hits sind dann Gosh, I Miss You All The Time und Diesel Train. Und 1964 ist die Sensation perfekt gewesen. Der Jim und der Jesse erreichen mit Cotton Mill Man Top 50 von den Country Charts. Die drei Songs dürfen wir jetzt geniessen.
One of the older songs now they would like to do for you that we've been singing most of our life. This is called Gosh, I Miss You All The Time.
When I'm feeling lonely, thinking of you only, that's when I miss you most. I'm deep in meditation, searching all creation for the one that's so divine. I'll miss you when it's daylight, I'll miss you when it's midnight. Gosh, I miss you all the time. Thank you.
The fireman used to sweat when he'd shovel in the coal. But now the big black engine is setting on the sidetrack. A big diesel train, they're gonna bring my baby back.
Diesel train. Diesel train.
My baby away. I just found out she's coming home today. And I'll be waiting by the railroad track for the big diesel trains are gonna bring my baby back.
Diesel train. Diesel train.
Friends like that one once again entitled Diesel Train.
I was born in the shadow of a cotton mill smokestack down in Alabama's bottom land, where my grandpappy broke his back pulling on a cotton sack to raise my pa to be a cotton mill man.
I've got lots of memories of government commodities when all our meat came in a can, while the boss man on the hill bought his steak in any field and called a bone to clean his grill. A cotton mill man.
Lord, don't let my son grow up to be a sweaty cotton mill man.
Up in the gloom of a cotton mill weave room with weavers glue and calluses all over my hands. I didn't have a honeymoon, I couldn't leave my cotton loom. I swore my son would never be a cotton mill man.
I watched my woman cry when her baby daughter died. I couldn't make her understand. While the doctor never came, the lack of money was to blame, and I cursed the day that I became a cotton mill man.
Lord, don't let my son grow up to be a sweaty
cotton mill man.
The company taught us all the rules on how to work with spinning spools, so the boss's son could drive a big black sedan. The company owned the houses and the company owned the grammar school. It's hard to be an educated cotton mill man.
They figure you don't need to learn anything but how to earn the money that you pay upon demand. To the general store they own, or else they take away your home and give it to some other homeless cotton mill man.
Lord, don't let my son grow up to be a sweaty cotton mill man. Lord, don't let my son grow up to be a sweaty cotton mill man.
Am 2. März 1964 ist für Jim und Jesse ein Lebenstraum in Erfüllung gegangen, wo sie zu regulären Mitgliedern der Grenal Opry aufgenommen worden sind. Sie haben dann weitergemacht mit ihrer eigenen Fernsehshow ein paar Jahre. Sie haben ganz viel Material aufgenommen und zudem auch ein Album mit Chuck Berry Melodien. Daraus hören wir jetzt dann Johnny Be Good. Dann haben sie einen LP gemacht mit Louvin Brothers Songs. Die Louvin Brothers sind ganz gute Freunde von ihnen. Und von deren Aufnahmen hören wir I Don't Believe You've Met My Baby.
Thank you very much, and we'd like to do another song that we record. This is another one of the Louvin Brothers songs, titled I Don't Believe You Met My Baby.
Last night, my dear, the rain was falling. I went to bed so sad and blue.
harvest moon.
I was thinking about you, then we met out in the moonlight.
The stars were shining in your eyes,
but another was our two.
At him, you looked at me.
I wondered who you were talking to. I shook the hand of your stranger,
but I was shaking more inside.
I was still wondering who.
Him, he smiled at you.
His eyes were filled with victory. He said, my sister wants to marry.
And my heart was filled with ease.
I knew that you would marry me.
Obwohl sie auch bei den Country Music Shows weiterhin gut angekommen sind, stammt der Joe Date von Jim und Jesse in erster Linie vom Bluegrass Publikum bei Festivalauftritt, wo sie bahnbrechende Verehrung bekommen haben. In dieser Zeit haben sie auch ihre klassische Aufnahme von John Prine produziert. Paradise.
When I was a child, my family would travel down to western Kentucky, where my parents were born. There's a backwoods old town that's often remembered so many times that my memories are worn. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay. Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late tonight. Mr. Peabody's cold cream has hauled it away. Sometimes we travel right down the Green River to the abandoned old prison down by Avery Hill, where the air smells like snakes and we shoot with our pistols, but empty pop bottles was all we would kill. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay. Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away.
And the coal company came with the world's largest shovel. They tortured the timber and stripped all the land. They dug for their coal till the land was forsaken, and wrote it all down as the promise of man.
And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay. Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay. Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away.
In 1993 haben Jim und Jesse die höchste Auszeichnung für Bluegrass Music bekommen, wo sie in die Ehrenhalle von der International Bluegrass Music Association aufgenommen worden sind. Zu ihren vielen Ehrungen haben auch gehört Walkway of Stars von der Country Music Hall of Fame oder zahlreiche Grammy-Nominierungen. Man hat sie geehrt mit dem National Heritage Fellowship Award, wo von der Hillary Clinton am 23. September 1997 im Weißen Haus überreicht worden ist. Das ist die prestigeträchtigste Auszeichnung in den USA im Bereich von der Volks- und traditionellen Künste.
Unter dem Sinn haben sie in 1991 25 Jahre Grand Ole Opry gefeiert und das mit Freunden. Und die CD dazumal hat geheißen Music Among Friends, wo sie ganz viele Lieder aufgenommen haben mit anderen Liedern. Wir hören Flower in the Desert mit Emmy Lou Harris.
Sometimes I feel like a flower in the desert, blooming alone like a motherless child. So far away in a prison of freedom, the only thing living for hundreds of miles. I gave you all of the love in my heart, just like a bouquet for your beautiful hand. And you stayed till its roots had grown deep as the ocean, then left it alone in a cold, barren land. I don't think again I will find room to reason, do thirst for the water, or reach for the sky. I wish I were just a flower in the desert that never knows the meaning of hello or goodbye. I nurtured and tended the faith I had in you, but the seeds of destruction were there from the start. Was I born to bloom and waste my sweet fragrance on the desolate plain of your cold, cold heart? I don't think again I will find room to reason, to thirst for the water, or reach for the sky. I wish I were just a flower in the desert that never knew the meaning of hello or goodbye. I don't think again I will find room to reason, to thirst for the water, or reach for the sky.
Das Jahr 2002 ist ein schwieriges Jahr geworden für Jim und Jesse. Bei beiden Brüdern sind verschiedene Arten von Krebs diagnostiziert worden. Im Jesse's Kampf ist erfolgreich gewesen. Und beim Jim aber sind nach einer Schilddrüsenoperation im April festgestellt worden, dass der Krebs bereits auf die Lymphknoten gestreut hat. Der Kent kommt viele Informationen über aus erster Hand für die SBMA Bluegrass Show vom Everett Lilly. Er ist der älteste Sohn von einem Everett Lilly Senior von den Lilly Brothers, die Zeitgenossen gewesen sind von Jim und Jesse McReynolds. Der jüngere Everett hat sogar mit Bands gespielt aus dieser vergangenen Ära. Er erzählt uns mit gemischtem Gefühl von einem von den letzten Mal, wo der Jim ein Konzert hat können besuchen und mit seinen geliebten Bandkollegen auf der Bühne nicht hat können stehen, Aber sitze. Hören wir, was er sagt.
It is with mixed feelings that I recall a show I did with my dad in Mississippi on a program with Jim and Jesse not long before Jim passed away. I remember that Jesse kindly let us borrow his banjo player for our two shows. Jim was so weak he was unable to perform, but someone helped him to the stage where he sat in a chair on the stage while someone took his place. After the show, I sat backstage with Jim and my dad, and I remember telling Jim that he and my dad were my two favorite tenor singers. Jim's reply was that he felt Jim and Jesse and the Lilly Brothers were not rewarded as much as they deserved. I knew he was correct, because bluegrass groups in their era faced real financial challenges and hardships before things improved years later.
In the valley that stands in my memory each day, and it seems I can hear the bells ringing, though I am many miles away. And many times on Sunday morning, the whole countryside would gather there.
Church in the valley, little white church, 'tis the place that I love so well. Now I'm sad and lonely for that little white church in the dell.
Sing the old songs, Rock of Ages. Oh, Christ, let me hide myself in thee. And I know some of them are now waiting just o'er the dark and stormy sea. I know their troubles all are ended. Happy forever they shall be. They are waiting, watching up yonder for the coming home of you and me.
Oh, the church in the valley, little white church, is the place that I love so well. Now I'm sad and lonely, some sad and lonely for that little white church in the dell.
Tag bevor der Jim sich ins Hospiz zur Pflege hat müssen begeben, ist seine Frau Arita am 19. Dezember an einem Herzinfarkt verstorben und nach nur 12 Tagen am Abend vom 31. Dezember ist der Jim im Alter von 75 Jahren in Gallatin, Tennessee verstorben. Und so hat die Geschichte eine Sendung gefunden vom längsten aktiven professionellen Brüderduett in der Geschichte der Country Music nach 55 Jahren. Der Jesse McReynolds erfüllt den Wunsch von seinem Bruder und setzt Karriere fort. Seit dem Tod von seinem Bruder tritt der Jesse weiterhin in der Grand Ole Opry auf und fährt weiter mit der Jim und Jesse Tradition.
Und schon sind wir am Ende von dieser schönen Geschichte von The Gentleman Bluegrasser, Jim und Jesse McReynolds. Und vielen Dank, Beat Heri, dass wir haben können, den Artikel, den er geschrieben hat, mit Musik umrahmen. Auch sagen wir Everett Lilly merci für die persönlichen Worte. Und vielen Dank, Rosi, dass du vorbeigekommen bist. Weiterhin viel Spass mit Country Radio Switzerland. Ich bin der Kent Miller.
Und ich bin Rosi Miller.
Wir sind die Millers und das ist Jim und Jesse and Uncle Penn.
Come from far away, dance all night to the break of day. When the caller hollered, dose to dough, then you want the pen was ready to go.
Then in the evening about sundown, high on the hill and above the town, Uncle Ben played a fiddle or how it rang. You'd hear it talk, you'd hear it sing. Tune called Soldier's Joy and the one called Boston Boy. Greatest of all was Denny Lynn. Me, that's where the fiddle began.
Then in the evening about sundown, high on the hill and above the town, Uncle Ben played a fiddle on how it rang. You could hear it talk and could hear it sing.
Forget that mournful day when Uncle Ben was called away. He hung up his fiddle and he hung up his bow, and it was time for him to go.
Late in the evening about sundown, on the hill and above the town, Uncle Ben played the fiddle on how it rang. You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing.